Welcome everyone to the Lecralo monthly call on Monday, 17th March 2014 at 23 UTC. On today's call we have Fatima Cambronero, José Arce, Diego Acosta Bastidas, Arlan Vargas Basilio, Humberto Carrasco, Aida Noblia, Johnny Loreano, Alberto Soto, Carlos Dioniso Aguirre, Sergio Salinas Porto, Antonio Medina Gomez, Natalia Enciso, Javier Palero, Carlos Vera, Franco Moya, and Oscar Garcia. On the English channel, we have Dev Anantilaxing and Olivier Crépin-Leblon. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Julia Charvelin. Our apologies today are Juan Manuel Rojas, and our interpreters today are Veronica and David. May I please remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcript purposes and for the interpreters to identify you on the other language channel. I'm sorry. Thank you, and over to you, Jose.
This is José Arce speaking. I was not able to hear the roll call, but there was a very strange noise on the line. And I see Silvia. This is Silvia Ivanko speaking. Yes, we have already started with the roll call. Julia has already started with the roll call. But there was a very strange noise that perhaps made it difficult to hear the roll call. So would you like us to repeat the roll call, or would you like to start with the call directly? This is José Arce speaking. I think we can just start at once, unless there is someone who would like to hear the roll call again. But if there is anyone who is not connected on the AC room, well, that person should send the apologies. So I think we can start at once with the call. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Okay, José, go ahead, please. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking for the record. So welcome to this call on Monday the 17th, 2014. This is the Lecralo monthly call. So welcome to the staff, the Spanish participants, the participants on this English channel. And I would like to say that we are facing difficult times for the community because we are hearing news, or we know about news that are difficult. You know, the United States has decided to start with a process so as to put ICANN and the IANA on, or with IANA, and this is a very important challenge for the community to face, to embrace this new process. I have been talking and discussing with Fatima and Javier Payero, and this is a very difficult challenge because we need to start this process. This is a very relevant process for the community, and we need to contribute substantially to this change. So I think this is one of the most important benefits. This has changed all the agendas, even the agendas of Internet users and the civil society as well. If we have time, we will deal with this topic today, but there are some other issues, important issues to deal with. First of all, I would like to speak about, in this call, two very important topics, or two particular topics. One of them is the election for chair and secretary in our region, so I would like to speak about this topic at the very beginning of this call. And after that, I would like to speak about the election being carried out in Lecralo to contribute its vote as a region for the seat number 15 in the ICANN board, because we have time, and I say we because this is a board that we have, and this is up to 9 p.m. Argentinian time, so this is the time, the frame that we have, or the term that we have to vote. So first of all, I would like to thank the staff for the hard work that they carry out every day for supporting our region, and all the accredited users, organizations accredited in Lac Vallo for their support. I think there was a mistake, as you have read on the list. The voting system was programmed to be carried out anonymously, but you know, as you know, that if they receive the voting anonymously, we have no way or no form to see who will win the event, the vote, or the election. So we have sent the apologies, and we have decided to open again the process, to reopen the process from now onwards, and to provide the same amount of days given for the previous voting. So I apologize for this. This was a misunderstanding. It was a confusion. And I hope that none of you have felt bad for this. So if there is any comment or any question regarding this issue, you have the floor, and we will be solving this shortly. There will be a new period for the election. Not long ago, some minutes ago, I have already received the credentials for the election of chair and secretary of the region. So I will give the floor for some minutes, just in case you would like to make any comment about this. Jose Arce speaking. I see nobody wanted to take the floor. I see Natalia Enciso is saying that she has already received the credentials. Sylvia is also apologizing. Sergio has already received the credentials, so we can finish with the topic here. I hear a voice. Is there anyone who would like to take the floor? I can hear some voice. This is Antonio Medina speaking. I am hearing you, Jose. This is Jose Arce speaking. Antonio, if you would like to take the floor, go ahead, please. Silvia Vivanco speaking. I think we have already solved the issue of the echo. Antonio Medina speaking. May I take the floor, Jose? Jose Arce speaking. Okay. This is Jose Arce speaking for the records. I am still hearing the audio very badly. Jose Arce speaking. I don't know if the staff can hear as well. Interpreters apologize, but there is a strong echo in the Spanish line and we cannot interpret properly. Silvia Vivanco speaking. I am checking my audio. Can you hear me? Yeah, there is still echo on the call. So just please bear with me some minutes. Jose Arce speaking. Yes, there is an echo and I can hear two Silvias speaking. There are two voices. Jose Arce speaking. So while we're solving this audio issue, I see Gilberto Lara has joined the call. So Gilberto, welcome to the call. This is Silvia Ivanko. I think the audio issue has been solved, so you can proceed. Jose Arce speaking. Okay, I hear no echo right now, so I think we can go on. So, as I was telling you before, we had that problem with the system, the Big Pulse system. This is already solved. I think that all of you have already received the credentials, so please, if you have any friend or any colleague who is not on the call and we can speak to that person, let's try to see or find out whether they have received or not the credentials. And if not, please let us know, me, Silvia, or someone from the staff, so that we can solve the issue of credentials as soon as possible. So we ask you for your help. I will be in charge of checking if all have already received the credentials, but perhaps many participants or many members may have not seen the today's email. So we will have an extra task to check if all of the members or the person have received their credentials. I have heard that Antonio Medina wanted to take the floor. Antonio, would you like to make a comment? This is Antonio Medina speaking. No, Jose, I was going to mention that there was a technical issue, but this is already solved, so I have nothing else to say. Thank you. Jose Arce speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Antonio. Let's go on. For today's call, I had some map, some plan, and Juan Manuel sent his apologies, and he was not able to deliver his or prepare his training cycle. So the idea would be to take 15 or 20 minutes or 30 minutes just to make an exchange of ideas in terms of or regarding the voting for the candidate of seat 15 for the ICANN board. Yesterday, together with Dev and staff, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, I cannot remember well, there was a space that was opened specifically devoted to the discussions about this issue, and I think that today there were many threads of conversations or many comments in favor and against candidates, and we were discussing about that, and we were argumenting or discussing in favor of some person, and I think this discussion has been very productive. Because with one opinion, we are able to see other points of view, and we can carry out dialogue. So I think that we can devote 15 or 20 minutes of this call and speak about this topic. I don't know what you think about this. Would you like to take the floor, express your opinion about this? I see Silvia has posted the link on the wiki page. Carlos Aguirre, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Jose Arce speaking. Carlos, can you hear me? You have the floor. Go ahead, please. Carlos, we cannot hear you. Perhaps you might have some audio issues. Okay. He says that he will give the floor to other participants. Okay. Jose Arce speaking. I see he has some Adobe Connect problems or some problems with his Adobe Connect and his mic. So is there anyone else who would like to take the floor and tell us his or her opinion about this important topic? I would like to say that this is the first round where the five candidates Okay, there will be a selection of those five candidates. Then we will have three candidates. The second round will start very shortly. I think it is on March the 23rd. So this is one of the main topics that we as a community need to carry out. I see Carlos with his hand up again. Carlos, go ahead, please. This is Carlos Aguirre. Hello, Jose, can you hear me? Jose Arce speaking. Yes, go ahead, please. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Okay, now I'm on the phone because I see I have some problems with my computer. Okay, I wanted to make a comment regarding or about what you were mentioning about the election or selection. I was not able to get into detail because, as you know, I am the only member of the region who participated in the ACBC, which is the board committee election, board candidate, in fact, election committee. And this was the committee in charge of selecting the candidates that we are now voting. Initially, there were eight candidates, if I'm not wrong, and the whole group of the BCEC, we decided to choose five candidates, and these are the candidates that we have today. So, as I said before, I cannot get into details, but I think that among the candidates that we have today, all the candidates are really very good. And I think we only need to take into account who are the ones who really represent the spirit of end users. I think this is the only comment I can make right now, because there are candidates who have other points of view. They come from other layers. They come from other places, not exactly the end users. They have other background. So this is the only comment I would like to make. And I will now close my mouth because I cannot speak about this because or due to a confidentiality issue. So, Jose, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Jose Arce speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Carlos. Dev, you are the following speaker. So, Dev, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Jose. This is Devanand Tilaksing speaking. Just to elaborate further on this, the selection of the board member from at large, I was a member of the Board Member Selection Process Committee, or the BMSTC, another acronym that we have to learn. And so just to give an overview of the process for selecting the board director, for selecting candidates from at large to be on the ICANN board is enshrined in the ALAC Rules of Procedures. I put a link in the chat, and the section is section 19, which goes into in detail what the procedures are in terms of what are the rules governing this process. So what has happened now is that the first, as Carlos has said, as the BCEC received applications, and the BCEC then picked five candidates, and the five candidates being Rinalia Abdul-Rahim, Sebastian Bachelet, Alan Greenberg, Evan Leibovitz, and Jean-Jacques Subernat. And so what happened, and the electorate is the 15-member ALAC committee and the five RALO chairs from each of the five regions. So the poll for the first round, which is what is called a preferential instant runoff vote, where these five candidates are ranked from one to five, and those candidates that are the three most preferred candidates are then carried over to the second round, which takes place in Singapore. There was an email from the ALAC announced mailing list where the chair of the board member selection process committee talked about the timings for each of these events. I probably won't need to repeat it again. But that is, in essence, what the process is here right now. Thank you. Just one final comment. I've noted some questions in the comments regarding the electorate gets its direction. In the ALAC rules of procedures, specifically 19.10.4, which states, and I'll read it for the record, ALAC members or any individual selected to replace an ALAC member for the purposes of the vote are encouraged to consult with the RELO from their region, but voting would, however, be undirected, and votes must be cast in the best interests of at-large, the ALAC, and ICANN. So, thanks. That's it.
This is Caserta speaking. Thank you very much, Dev, for sharing that link of for the rules of procedures of ALAC in Spanish. These rules are at the Lacralo area. I mean, in the Lacralo area, there are also we can also find these other rules. So you can see them there too on the workspace. Carlos took the floor, Dev did too. So is there anybody else who'd like to take the floor regarding this very important election for seat 15? Sergio, I see you're raising your hand, so please go ahead. This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. I agree. On the one hand, I would like to say I fully agree with what Carlos said with respect to some of the candidates to hold seat number 15 at the board. And I wanted to express this because this is important in a context where there is a difficult time regarding who is who of these five people who are being candidates. I also want to say, with respect to rules and procedures and whether ALAC members may or may not ask for the opinion of the region, I am going to try to be consistent with what I have always said since I have joined ICANN, and even though the rules do not say this, a consultation should be requested from the region with respect to what should and what should not be voted on. And even though the rules do not say this, from my own experience, I say this can be very important for the internet users around the world, and even more so at this time. This is something that the rules do not say this, and Fatima made a comment that I think was okay. I am going to try to read this. I think this is the path on which we should go ahead, and this is a good exercise. I would like to celebrate the opening of the comment that the chair said on this. I think this is something that we should really say. It has been good to be able to open this for discussion for all of us. Thank you very much, Jose, for giving me the floor. This is Jose speaking. It's very good to have your opinion. We apologize, we have very bad audio from Jose. Well, and this is this actually makes you a leader in the region. I see Fatima just raised her hand. Please, Fatima, go ahead. This is Fatima speaking. Can you hear me? We have noise, Fatima, listening to you. We apologize. There is still a lot of noise on the Spanish channel. This is Jose speaking. Fatima, would you like to try and see if this problem can be solved? Fatima speaking now. Well, Jose speaking. Well, it has improved a bit. This is Fatima speaking again. I'm going to try, otherwise you can just stop me as I'm speaking. Jose speaking. So I'm going to try to ask you to speak slowly so that the interpreters can do a better job. This is Fatima speaking. I'm going to try. This is Fatima for the record. I wanted to make a very brief comment with respect to what Sergio has just said. I understand and I respect Sergio's position with respect to consulting the region. That is why I made a comment on the wiki. Even though we are not obliged as ALAC, I think it is important to listen and read the opinions that the region has on this very important issue for us. Unfortunately, it is a bit late here. We apologize. There is very, very strong noise.
Interpreters apologize, there is a very strong and strange noise on the Spanish channel. Silvia Ivanko speaking. They say that the strange noise comes from the one of the AC rooms that is open. So please, could you check that?
This is Jose speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. I don't know if Fatima is listening to me. Silvia speaking. It seems the problem has been solved. Fatima speaking now. I don't know if you could hear that or if I should start again. Interpreters apologize, there is still a very strong noise on the Spanish channel. This is Jose speaking. Well, Fatima is asking to if we can dial out to her. This is Silvia speaking. Of course, we're going to dial out to her. Jose speaking again. In the meantime, I'm going to read Carlos's comments to see if we can just lose some structure here. This is a very tense time, and we can also give the floor to somebody else here who would like to make a comment on this seat number 15 to the board. Alberto Soto has just asked for the floor. Jose speaking. Alberto, you have the floor. It seems Alberto's line has just dropped.
Oh, dear.
Jose speaking. I see people are getting or logging into the AC room again. there is someone whose name is A. Could you please identify yourself? This is Alberto Soto speaking now. Jose speaking. I'm sorry, Alberto. I was just saying that that somebody connected to the AC room and the name for that person is A. I just want the person to identify himself or herself. So now please go ahead. This is Alberto speaking. Here's my comment. It is good to discuss and to see how things are being done. I would only suggest that first we review the procedures, and in this case, supporting someone who complies with this and that requirement, and those are the requirements that the group that has already studied them has appointed them as a candidate, perhaps we should read the questions, the answers that are posted on the wiki. The wiki includes the issues for each of the five candidates, and by reading these, we can see who will adhere to what we believe is an ALAC representative. Even if they, I think Deb said something about it, there may be someone who may have a conflict of interest who may not be able to intervene at a certain time. If we read each of the candidacies, we can say what we like and what we don't like for each of those candidates. But if we read all of these applications, we see the general characteristics because they have already been selected by a committee. And perhaps we should have a look at what are the main issues that are convenient for our region. Thank you very much. Jose speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. This is Jose for the record. We see Carlos is Carlos Vera, actually. So welcome, Carlos, to the call. We still need person A to be identified. So we are going to try and see if we can now give the floor to Fatima. This is Fatima speaking now. Hello, Jose, can you hear me? Fatima, for the record. I'm going to try to recall what I said before. I was saying that I understand what Sergio states, and I, of course, respect his opinion with regard to consulting or not consulting the ALAC members for the seat 15 on the board. And as a general comment, and not only referring to this issue in particular, now it's a bit late to complain that the new ALAC rules of procedure should say that the ALAC member should not consult the region, because this work group has been working for more than a year, and to modify the rules of procedure, and there were no members in our region to consider our own interests, which may be different from other railroads. So that's unfortunately what the rules say, and if we want as ALAC members to respect what the rules say, we should not go and ask the region directly. I just wanted to clarify this because I know that this caused some confusion in the comments we saw on the wiki, and I hope that with the rules of procedure that we have just shared, maybe this situation was more clear. This is Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Fatima. Dev would like to take the floor. Go ahead, Dev, please.
Thank you, Jose. This is Devananti Lakshmi speaking. Just to also clarify the reason for the rule regarding ALAC members are able to cast their vote without consulting the region. The general thinking behind this rule, just to give some ideas, is that especially in the second and third rounds, which are going to happen at the face-to-face meeting in this case in Singapore, there's not going to be any time really to go back to the region, back and forth between between those rounds. So it's really I think what has to happen is that when we see the final three candidates, it's going to be have some time for the ALAC members involved and the ALAC chair to really figure out to reflect again as to who would be the best candidate to be the on the ICANN board. So, and I mean, I appreciate again, and I thank Jose for creating the wiki page, and I'm grateful to see some persons commenting on it. I do want to. I probably would also like to say that I wish the timings were more spaced out, in terms of, you know, the time between the candidates were announced and the conference call with the candidates and so forth. But it was a very tough time schedule, and I think we have done the best that we could. We have had a conference call with the candidates. We were able to ask questions and hear their inputs on various questions posed by the at-large community. We have also have a wiki space where the, you know, persons could have emailed their questions to all of the candidates, and I see all the candidates themselves have responded. So there's a lot of material to review and to look at. So that's it.
This is Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Deb. Now, Sergio, you have the floor. This is Sergio Salinas Porto for the record. Two things. First, I insist that even though we only have these minutes to express ourselves, this is a very good beginning, and I hope this continues as a practice within our region. And secondly, I want to say that aside from the rules of procedure or the rules that ALAC may have, even though it is said that this does not prevent us from taking input from this. So I just want to reaffirm this in relation to what Fatima has just said. Thank you very much. This is Jose Arce speaking again. Thank you, Sergio. It seems the echo is back on the English line, on the Spanish line. While the echo is being solved, I see Alejandro has just logged in. He is one of the first members of the ICANN board. Alejandro, would you like to say something to the region with respect to this very important issue? This is Alejandro speaking. Jose, can you hear me? Yes, Jose speaking. Yes, please go ahead. Alejandro speaking again. Thank you, Jose. We have some issues listening to Alejandro. I think with respect to the appointment of the person who is going to be a candidate, we need to consider the organization of the succession of the role. The board member always needs to consider the whole issue. We no longer hear Alejandro. We apologize. Alejandro's audio is choppy. We also need to consider the representation of the LACRALO members. Of course, this is not a very strict representation, and it just needs to comply with all the responsibilities of the corporation. This does not prevent any person from making other tasks favoring the region in particular or favoring the principle that the region is driving. In this case, this is a very specific function, and the responsibility is the capacity to represent, which is very limited and has been proved already by the different candidates in the different discussions. In secretary apologized. It's very difficult to understand, Alejandro. The discussion has been going on for many weeks, and we recommended that the vote would be in favor of Jean-Jacques Subrenard, and somebody mentioned the responsibility and the capacity that has been proved at the level of the board. This is not the case with some other of the candidates that we have seen, especially in the case of Rinalia, whose experience is very limited, and there is a problem with the idea of what is a conflict of interest with respect to the principles that our region defends. And in addition, we have seen that in connection with her activity, we see a very shallow knowledge of the international relations, and there will be languages and other stakeholders in play, and the level of representation that Jean-Jacques does have and she does not have. Jean-Jacques has been a person that's been absent from the at-large debate. He has been one of the creators of a document that has been applauded by the region, the famous R3, and we can say then that he has a certain sensitivity. The report on ICANN's role on the governance ecosystem and the participation in other consortiums, we apologize, it's very difficult to understand, Alejandro.
Oh dear.
The principle that we believe should govern is a principle that's called stewardship, and it's what looks after the common good, and it's the standard in the sense that it establishes who are the members of the communities that ensure all the processes and the administration of those common goods for the benefit of the community, and not, as others say, to do things to the detriment of others. And I perceive that the capacity of Jean-Jacques Subrenard has been really proved, and we still need to see what are the capacities of the other participants. Jose speaking. Thank you very much, Alejandro. We are now going to give the floor to Fatima.
Hello, Jose. This is Fatima speaking. Can you hear me? Jose Arce speaking. Yes, go ahead, Fatima, please. This is Fatima. Sorry, I was muted. This is Fatima for the records. I would like to correct myself because what I said before is not correct, what I said on my previous comment. One of the subgroups and on the rules of procedure was actively working. Another time, I was a member of ALAC, and I wanted to make that correction. And another brief comment that I would like to make regarding the previous comments is that on the wiki page, there were many general comments regarding the features or general characteristics or criteria that the candidates should have for the seat 15. Particularly in my case, these statements of characteristics or criteria was totally intentional, because there is no possibility of advancing the vote in the wiki. So that is my comment, that is my clarification. Thank you very much. This is Jose Arce. Speaking with Fatima, thank you very much. Carlos, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Jose Arce speaking. Carlos, can you hear me? Jose Arce speaking. Okay, I don't know if Carlos is connected on the AC room or on the phone. I cannot hear him. This is Carlos speaking. Can you hear me? Jose Arce speaking. Yes, Carlos, go ahead, please. Jose Arce speaking. Carlos, we heard you not long ago. Jose Arce speaking. Okay, Carlos, I don't know if you have any audio issue or any problem with your microphone, but we cannot hear you. Jose Arce speaking. Okay, Carlos, go ahead, please. This is Carlos speaking. Can you hear me? This is Carlos Vera for the record. I was reading Vanda's email, and I think this is very, her statement is very important and reasonable, and she has a good orientation regarding candidates, and it's a good statement to decide on the candidates. I'm concerned about knowing whether it is possible that the candidates or candidate may know why we are working with that person and if that might turn at some time into a commitment with the region. Thank you very much. This is Jose Arce speaking. Oh, sorry, Carlos. I was not able to hear your question. Could you please repeat or rephrase your question? Jose Arce speaking. Okay. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. I see Carlos has typed his question. So if I may, Jose Arce speaking. Oh, sorry, Silvia. My computer froze, so please go ahead. Silvia Vivanco says, this is Carlos says that if the candidate may know why we're voting for him and if what we did to asked him for a commitment with the region. And I do agree with what Vanda said regarding the support that Alejandro is providing or giving to this support or this position. So this is Carlos' comment. So go ahead, Jose, please. Jose Arce speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Carlos, for your comment and for your question. I see Dev is typing, and I don't know if he's answering or replying to Carlos. Dev, would you like to take the floor?
Thank you. This is Devanand Tilak Singh speaking. I just read what Carlos typed, asking if the candidate may know that we are voting for and why we do it. I should just mention that the votes are all secret in the sense that only the results are disclosed, but not what each person has voted for. I don't know if that is answering what Carlos's comment is about in terms of if the candidate knows that we are voting for. So that's all.
Jose Arce speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Dev, for the clarification. Now let's move forward with our agenda because we have already devoted plenty of time to this topic, which is a very important topic for the region, and I know this deserves further debate, but this is what we have now. This is the time that we can devote right now. The next item on the agenda has to do with the Brazilian Internet Governance Summit. I don't know if Leon is connected, but please, Fatima, let me know who is the other member, the other ELAC member who is working on the working group for the Brazil Summit, because I don't see Leon. I don't see Leon connected. So who can provide an update about this? This is Fatima Cambronero speaking. Jose, can you hear me? Jose speaking. Go ahead, Fatima. This is Fatima speaking. I typed that on the AC room. One of these members is Olivier, Evan, and Holly. Jose Arce speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Fatima. Olivier, if you're on the call, could you please provide us with an update, what you are doing in this working group, and if there is any change on the agenda of this working group. Could you please provide an update for that?
Absolutely, yes. Hello, everyone. This is Olivier speaking. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much. So the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance has been working quite hard to put together a full statement that was then sent over to the Net Brazil meeting organizers. And it's one of the statements, one of the contributions that the meeting will have. It was a bit challenging because when you think of a cross-community working group, it really is not only ALAC, but all of the other supporting organizations and advisory committees. And we had very little time to be able to build the statement. We just had a few weeks to build the statement. So it was very challenging in that respect. And so, unfortunately, the statement itself was actually quite what we would say middle of the road. It doesn't break any new ground. It's nothing special. But on the other hand, it is an accurate statement, and it focuses on two main things. The first one that it focuses on is the fact that the any future work on the evolution of ICANN needs to involve all of ICANN's communities. And the other thing that it focuses on is that it is open to discuss the globalization of the IANA function. That was a statement that was released before the U.S. Department of Commerce has announced that the IANA function was to be globalized. So it came quite well in this, but it didn't make any proposition as to how it would suggest the globalization of the function. It just, again, reiterated the fact that all of ICANN's communities needed to be consulted in a fully bottom-up and multi-stakeholder fashion. The statement really focuses on this. It has to be bottom-up, it has to be multi-stakeholder, it has to involve everyone in ICANN, and that includes also governments, that includes advisory committees, that includes the GNSO, the CCNSO, et cetera. That's the work that it has done. Now it has prepared for a meeting that it will have on Monday in Singapore. It will be a public meeting, so we invite everyone to join. It's likely to happen in the main room. Some of you might have heard there are some changes to the Monday's schedules, so it is not sure whether the cross-committee working group public session will be in the morning or in the afternoon. But in that session, it will ask the community if the statement that the working group has drafted is complete, maybe if it has forgotten anything, if there needs to be more messages that will be brought to the Net Mundial meeting. And then it will also ask about the future of the cross-community working group. What should it work on after the Net Mundial meeting? What happens next? These are some of the main questions that will be asked. And then there will also be a meeting of the working group itself, just the working group members. It is an open meeting, but it will be primarily for the working group members on the Wednesday in Singapore, and that's where the working group members will take the feedback that they received on the Monday public session, and they will make decisions and proposals to move forward for the next few months until we go to London. There is also one thing that still needs to be done by the working group, and this hasn't been done because of the lack of time, and that's to create a charter for itself. A cross-community working group is not a cross-community working group until a charter has been agreed by all of the supporting organizations and advisory committees. Unfortunately, due to the lack of time and the fact that it had to focus on the input for the Net Mundial meeting, the charter was not finished, and so the working group will focus on this between the Singapore meeting and the London meeting. And that's my report. Thank you very much for asking.
Jose Arce speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Olivier, for your comment. I see Alejandro Pisanti, and I see that there are two other participants who have requested the floor. Alejandro. Olivier has provided a very clear explanation regarding what the group is doing right now. Alejandro Pisanti is speaking. Can you hear me? Jose Arce speaking. Go ahead, Alejandro, please. This is Alejandro speaking. Jose, thank you very much for the presentation. Olivier, thank you very much for your comment. I think that on this stage, any member taking part of this, particularly like Rallo, should focus on two things that Steve Crocker has requested in one of the discussion email lists of OneNet. And that is to say, we need to pay attention to the topics that are important and the transition of the NTIA. I think it is important to take into account that we have some delay regarding the follow-up in our participation, because we need to participate. If we want to participate, we want all the community to participate, and we need to get organized regarding the way in which we are going to participate, and we need to get organized in terms of accountability as well. and we need to focus on the important topics for our community and for all the stakeholders in the region. So let's try to have a substantive participation. And as I said before, a participation that is oriented to these two important topics that should be focused on the transition and on surveillance and accountability and transparency. And we should also focus on the principles that we need to follow. And for that, we need to also take into account the review and the analysis we have made for the strategic panel. These are important issues and topics for ICANN. Another important principle is that there is a principle which is a loose coupling, and this has to do with a part, or it's a principle that deals with the fact that all the parts of the system should not block any other part, because everyone should be accountable and everything is interrelated. But sometimes these parts of a system have efficient characteristics or are designed in a way that provide the capacity to evolve. And this is fundamental for us. We have seen a great deal of evolution during the last 4 years in ICANN, and these capacity should also be given to any mechanism used by us.
This is Jose speaking. Thank you very much, Alejandro. Carlos, would you like to take the floor? This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Everything Olivia and Alejandro have just said is very interesting. I just want to be very brief in my comment. We should not leave aside and we should not forget what were the principles that called upon us. And it is not casual to see these news that has appeared from the U.S. government trying to release the Internet to globalize it. I think this is a reaction to the call of Net Mundial, and I think we should not forget that, and we should not forget what are the principles that call upon these meeting in Brazil. Each of us can make his or her own conclusions, and that is actually my comment. Thank you. Thank you. This is Jose speaking. Thank you very much for your comment, and if there is nothing else to add, I would like to go through the most important news. Definitely, the group and the important stakeholders can lead us to the following item then. But I still want to give the possibility to open the floor for other people who want to speak. The next item is the update of the group. We have our strategy group, and I know Fatima has been working very strongly within the strategy group. There is a communications group that has asked the list many times to provide help to identify some issues on some Excel sheets. I really liked those sheets because we can identify all the existing materials in the different languages. So Fatima, I would like you to remind us if we are okay with the dates or what are the next steps to go ahead. This is Fatima speaking. With respect to the communications group, which is divided in three subgroups, one of them is in charge of dev, and this refers to the region website for Latin America and the Caribbean. I think dev can tell us about progress in that group, and I can talk about the collection of materials in the region and what are the languages in which those materials exist in our region. This is what we have done with the group, and I call upon the group members to be more active. And I also want to say that we have set an estimate deadline, which was the end of February, so that we could identify those materials and to see what were the languages in which those materials were written. And we also wanted to identify the different stakeholders for those materials. We know that there are more than one stakeholders related to each of them and focused on each of the different groups. Now, for this stage, what follows is to determine what are the materials that we need to create from scratch and which are the ones that we need to translate to the other languages in our region. Some of them are only in Spanish, other ones are only in English, and so this should be the next stage. This is a work in progress. It's not something that is completed because we constantly see new materials appearing in ICANN, and so this spreadsheet will be open and we will be able to add more material as they come in, and you can also send them to the communications group, which has a specific mailing list so that we can update them and we can cater to the needs that we have in the region, especially from the point of view of the users in the different stages. Now, there is a list of questions that has been spread on the NTIA decision. It's in Spanish, and I have sent it to the list, and we will include this on the ICANN website and on different languages so that it can be reached by all our region. That's all from me for the time being. This is Jose speaking. Deb, would you like to take the floor?
This is Dave speaking. Thank you, Jose. Just to add a little bit more about what to Fatima, the basic structure of the website has been discussed. We haven't really progressed much further into the actual design of it in terms of the actual layout of the page and so forth. I'm certain after Singapore, I'll be working more closely with Alexandra to get that done, and so that by the time of the summit, we probably might see such a site. I should also mention that the newsletter has been completed, and I think the first one went out just last week, actually. And I think it was also updated, as Fatima said, with news of the NTIA NTIA decision. Sort of like a frequently asked questions. So that part is done. I think that's it. I should mention that I think we really do need more persons to be assisting. Myself and I'm certain Fatima may agree that we are all getting very busy here, so it's kind of hard for us to try to do the workload, to juggle the workload by ourselves. So, you know, your input is always needed. Thank you.
This is Jose speaking. Thank you, Dev. We will now go to the next group. There's Sergio with the .país group. The group by Diego Acosta, who will be the leveling group. I don't know if you want to exchange some ideas, maybe, on what you have progressed on so far. This is Sergio Salinas Porpo speaking. Thank you, Jose. I can refer to the governance group or the GTLD group, which are the groups where I am working with. Diego probably will be able to inform you on the leveling group. I don't know which one you would like to commence us with. This is Jose speaking. You can just choose any of them. Sergio speaking. Okay, so I'm going to start by the governance group. We have conducted a meeting that was through Skype, and the reason was some of our colleagues could not attend, and so because they could not attend, we preferred not to use ICANN funds in interpretation because they were not needed. And so we held that meeting, and we managed to complete some pending issues, including finishing the aim of the work group that was pending, and that was something we needed to solve. We worked on our goals, and we managed to get a good result. So we have a primary and a secondary goal posted on the wiki. I don't think, I'm going to try to be brief because we don't have a lot of time. It doesn't really worth reading all the goals and objectives, but I think we did a very good work with a very good input from Fatima, from Alberto Soto, and from Vanda. We worked together very smoothly, and we managed to get a good result. We also received a group from a subgroup from Vanda, Leon, and Fatima, who worked on, I apologize because I'm not very focused. The issue here is the operating principles then, and so we have been working on this, and there was a proposal to start to discuss it within the working group, and once this is defined within the group, and we can start discussing this, because discussion will take some time, we will be able to bring a proposal to the region so that it can be evaluated. But then, in principle, those are the news. There was a submetrics group and another group dealing with rules of procedure. One of them is led by Jose, and the other one is led by Dev, if I'm not mistaken. And I know very soon we will be able to reach a good end with all of these issues. This is Jose speaking. Sergio, I was not able to participate in the last call. And I would like to know if, aside from the deliveries for the subgroup, if you have a deadline for the final report. Sergio speaking. We are going to be a bit tight with the deadline for the final report. If we have the possibility, we will try to do it before June, before the London meeting. We will try to have this already discussed within the region. Our first temporary benchmark should be to reach this before Atlas 2, and this is going to take some time, because all of us in the group, we're going to have to work a lot to meet this deadline. I don't know if this is an answer to your question. We don't really have a metric definition yet. We are expecting to have all the components there, and we were waiting for you, for Dev, and for Leon. In your case, it was very important to have you here to discuss the metrics issue, but on the next meeting, we will definitely need to define deadlines and adjust ourselves to that. So that is my answer. Is there anybody else who would like to ask another question?
This is Jose speaking. Go ahead, Dev, please. Thank you, Jose. This is Devan speaking. Just to mention that I've been working on the ELAC metrics, and I was looking at more of the technical side of things in terms of trying to simplify as much as possible the ability to retrieve and come up with to document the metrics. In terms of like things like meeting attendance and so forth. I should say that in terms of that I've discovered some ways to try to make it as easier as possible to collect the information. So, you probably may see some of this during the presentation on ELAC metrics during the Singapore meeting. But I think I would like to then, well, I don't know when we'll find the time, because I know after the Singapore meeting is a lot of things happening, especially with the summit. But perhaps some of the techniques used there and for the ELAC metrics can then be used for the RELO metrics. That's it.
This is Sergio speaking. May I go on? Okay. So we also had a meeting with a working group where we are six members who participated. Diego Acosta Bacida, Jacqueline Morin, Aidan Noblia, Aidan Basilio Vargas, Devananti Lexin, and myself, Sergio Salinas Porto. We are the ones who are on the CCTLD group, and we have been defining the goals issue. We have defined the goals already, so we have progressed a lot. We have primary and secondary goals. Sylvia has just posted the links to each of the groups, of the working groups. But we have mainly defined the goals, and these goals that have metrics. Metrics are already defined. There are two issues we are having a look at right now. On the one hand, there is the CCNSO issue with a deadline for June. Aida Noblia and Jacqueline Morris are there. They have already joined the working group. And there is another group dealing on this CCTLD map for Latin America and the Caribbean area. Aidan Vargas Basilio and myself are working on that group. And what we're going to do is we're going to have an active map, not just a map saying that Argentina has the .r domain, but actually a map of the situations on how CCTLDs are working in each of the countries, so that we can have something more concrete. We have also requested the staff and Gisela Gruber-White committed to create a mailing list, and we will have our next call on the week of the 7th of April. We probably have both meetings, both the CCTLD and the governance call will happen during that week, and this is because it is important that we have our colleague Dev, who is precisely on both working groups, and we know what it is like to travel, etc. So we have given the right framework so that both you and Dev can actively participate in these two working groups. In addition, the chair and vice chair for the working group were chosen. Dev will need to accept that he has been elected as a VP by all of us, and I am the chair. And this is also related to the next meeting that will happen on the 7th of April, so I don't want to say anything else. Thank you. Jose Arce speaking. While we see if somebody else has a question for Sergio with respect to the CCTLD group, Diego Acosta says he has some issues and he is informing the region that the results, and I'm reading, the results of the survey are on the website. I don't know if maybe you can have a link to this. At the time, we are on a coordination phase, and we are about to define the trainers for the issues identified on all of those inputs. Is there anybody who'd like to ask a question to Diego or to Sergio with respect to these issues?
we are running out of time, and we still have other pending items to deal with on the agenda. The other topic on our agenda is the activities, LACRALO activities on 8th Atlas 2. I know Carlos is working. They are working in a leaflet or newsletter. Carlos, could you please give us an update about this? This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. We are dealing with the communication working group within the Atlas 2. We have different subgroups. One of them is our working group. And we have several volunteers from the region. We are coordinating this task with Natalia Enciso and Maria Carmen Sequeira from Paraguay. And we also have, as work team leaders, Sergio Franco Moya, Deb, of course, and Juan Manuel as well. So, our task there is to produce the newsletter, and we believe that we will launch 6 newsletters before the Atlas Summit. And once we are in the Atlas, we will release 1 newsletter a day with all the documents produced during the meeting and comments coming out of the meeting. We're also dealing with the web page. We are designing the web page. I think that tomorrow we will have a call. And tomorrow we will decide the template for the web page. And finally, we are also in charge of the welcome package, memorabilia, CDs of this atlas for all the participants. So we are proposing ideas to discuss these ideas so that all the participants attending the meeting will have their souvenir once they get to London. This is just a brief update. This is what I can tell you. We are working very hard. This is not an easy task. But I think we will get to the objective in time. Thank you very much. Jose Arce speaking. Okay, Carlos, thank you very much for this update regarding your working group. I urge the other members of the communities who would like to become members of this working group, because as I said before, the working group has many activities, and I don't know if you have plenty of members to deal with that amount of work. So please, if there is anyone who would like to participate in this working group, please, Carlos, let us know if the working group is already open. Carlos are speaking. Yes, of course, the work is open. Tomorrow we have a call, so if you would like to participate, you will be welcome. Jose Arce speaking. Okay, great. So if there is anyone who would like to participate on that call, you can do it. Okay. Carlos, please let us know if there is a new member in your working group. Now, let's continue with our agenda. We have very little time. I don't know if we'll have enough time to deal with all the topics, otherwise we will skip that item. We also need to deal with item number 7, we have the group for trusting the document. So I think this is already done. We will organize, we will schedule a call with the members of the group so that we can produce a draft declaration, a draft statement, and deal with it. Now, regarding item number 8, this is ALAC news. I don't know if Deb or Fatima would like to take the floor. and would like to make any comment regarding this item on the agenda and regarding what ALAC is working on right now. This is Fatima speaking. Hello, Jose. I had many points to mention regarding what we have been working on in ALAC. But please, I asked you not to leave this point at the end. We need to deal with this point at the beginning of the agenda because there are many people who do not participate in ALAC and they do not learn about this. So for the sake of time, I will copy and paste the information on the AC room and the information regarding the topics we are dealing with and the public comments that are open right now. What I am pasting now, copying and pasting, is what we are working with during the last days in February and in March. So if there is any question or any doubt or anything that you would like to ask or if you want to get details about this, please let us know on the email list because we don't have time to discuss this topic now. So there you have all the information pasted on the AC room. Jose Arce speaking. Okay, Fatima, we still have 5 minutes. So perhaps you would like to take the floor and say something about this. This is one of the most relevant items on our agenda. Fatima speaking. I think that it would be more relevant that Dev let us know which of these are open for public comment. So, Dev, could you please explain that? Would you like to explain that, Dev? Jose Arce speaking. Okay, Dev, please, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is Devanand speaking. Indeed, just to echo Fatima, I think that this needs to be further up in the agenda. Okay, but let's proceed ahead with this. I think one of the key things in terms of open statements is the inputs coming from the ICANN strategy panels. There's a wiki page already set up, and I'll paste that link. And on that page, there have been four strategy panels. One on identifier technology innovation, on ICANN multi-stakeholder innovation, the public responsibility framework, and ICANN's role in the internet governance ecosystem. So these four panels, I believe they had a briefing call in early January, and in late February, they issued their final reports, and these have all been posted for public comment. And this will be the subject of much discussion at the ICANN meeting in Singapore. One of the other things that that's also going to be looked at is there's quite a few policies. I would say another one that might be of interest for this region is the ICANN future meeting strategy, and this strategy has also delivered a final report. A draft final report for public comment, so we can make comments on this, and then the meeting strategy working group can take that into account and deliver a final report. There are some very interesting suggestions there as to the future of ICANN meetings and to the structure of ICANN meetings. Part of the things that will be happening during the Singapore meeting, and I'm hoping somebody from staff is going to post the actual link to the ICANN Singapore agendas. I'm going to try to think of two key ones. One of the things would be to look at the... One of the things that will be looked at, amongst others, will be something regarding a statement that's going to be put out for public comment. And this is regards the issue of public policy advisory boards for GTLDs. So several members of the ICANN community had proposed the use of public advisory boards for a subset of GTL generic top-level domains that were targeted at regulated industry sectors. And I found the link, and I think I'll just have to post the link here because I don't simply have the time to really discuss every single aspect of this. I think I'll stop there. And the at-large policy development page has a list of actual open statements right now. I should also mention there's what will also be discussed regarding WHOIS. I see there's a draft implementation plan for the WHOIS online accuracy and reporting system. And that reminds me that one of the topics we'll be discussing with compliance is how the bulk WHOIS reporting tool for inaccurate WHOIS information is submitted to compliance and how compliance treats those reports. I believe if you've been following the ALAC list, Gart Bruin has been raising several key issues related to how compliance is dealing with these inaccurate WHOIS reports. I think I'll stop there. I would say from the process side of things, there's a lot happening. The board selection process, the Atlas II summit process as well. There'll be a lot of work to be done to organize for the Atlas II summit in June. So I think I'll stop there, and again, echoes Fatima's suggestion that this should be further up in the agenda so we could give more time to it. Thank you.
Jose Arce speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Dev. We are now running out of time. This is the top of the hour, so I would like to thank all the participants, the staff. We will face challenging times for the internet users community. This is my last call as chair after 3 years. And I would like to say that in 3 years, I only missed one call, and I have given the best of myself. So I would like to thank you all. I would like to thank the ICANN staff and the participants for all the support, because you have been there to support me, to advise me, Dev, Fatima, Carlos, Natalia. I mean, there are many people. This is at least my last call. So thank you very much for your support, and thank you very much for your participation in the different working groups. I will participate in the working groups, but as an user, an internet user. I wish the best to Sergio. He will have a very important challenge. He will face interesting challenges. So thank you very much once again, and thanks to the interpreters. So see you next week.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you to the interpreters.
You are welcome, Deb.
Thanks, everybody. This has been a really good call. It's Olivier here. And thanks to the interpreters. That's been really helpful.